Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a Thursday, July 30th, here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, presented by DraftKings on both sides of the aisle. Felger here in the remote a-hole chair. We got Maz and Murray back in our Tom Ford Tire Studios. Hi, Anthony.
Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, baby. Got a couple days off, so this is going to be something of a reentry Thursday for yours truly. A lot has gone down here in the last couple of days, and so I want to circle back and sort of give my take on it because, it is Felger and Maz, and so Felger deserves to be heard on this. Are you okay with that?
I'm totally okay with it. In fact, I'm ready to go into cruise control. So,
okay, baby.
Yeah, you fire away.
Okay. On the Patriots and all those opt-outs, I got to tell you, that is the first thing I would say is, and I listened to some of your show the last couple days, Maz. I'm with you. I'm surprised. I'm borderline stunned that these guys with – big money on the table, and what I think is not a lot of upside when they come back to recoup that money, opting out. And that is usually in that league, when you can make your money, you make your money. There are other sports where you might be more prone to leave some money on the table if, you know, you've guaranteed tens of millions of dollars in the bank, and that's just what an NBA player gets or a Major League Baseball player. I understand it more. But these football guys, Maz, even the good players, there's so few opportunities to bank that money. And Dante Hightower, and his base salary was $8 million, but when you include game bonuses and workout bonuses and things like that, he's leaving almost $9 million on the table. $9 million on the table. And that contract tolls, meaning it obviously kicks in next year, but at 31 and a year out of football, and that base is not guaranteed, you think Bill Belichick's going to bring him back for $8 million if he just bailed?
No. And again, this is something we did bring up. And because I heard Mike Florio talk about it, and I went, you know, effectively what Dante Hightower chose was retirement. I'm not telling you he can't come back and play, but I think that's really the way you have to look at it.
I feel like he gave up his right to ever make real money again for the Patriots.
Right.
That's what I think, right? If he decides to come back next year, Bill will cut him and bring him back at, you know, less than half the cost. Or maybe he can go somewhere else in the league and someone will give him a couple million bucks. But in terms of him making $8 million, $9 million in a season, that's over.
Gone.
And in the NFL, you know how rare that is for those guys to give that up. So that surprises me. Marcus Cannon, too, even with his previous health situation. I mean, these guys risk their health on a daily basis with all sorts of things. He's got, I calculated almost $7 million in salary and bonuses. His salary was only $4.7 million, but he's got workout bonuses. He's got per-game bonuses. He's got weight clauses. So I think if he had shown up and hit all of it, again, these aren't, when I say incentives, I don't mean like he's got to score 20 touchdowns. I mean just sort of simple show up, be on the roster, make weight, you know, work out. I think he could have been looking at $7 million there.
Right.
He's going to be 34. He'll be 33 when he returns next year. 33. And he's coming off a bad year.
Yeah, but
I say, you know what? He's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Marcus Cannon. I'm sorry, Murray.
Yeah, but I don't think you can compare the health hazards to playing football, which they know is collateral damage if they do get hurt or something, you know, calamitous happens to them. That's just part and parcel of having that as your job. You can't compare that to this freak virus nobody really knows anything about. I this is why I don't blame these guys.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming them. But I do compare it because I think, Murray, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it's my impression that these guys are you know, because they put such risk on the line health-wise with the game of football, that that's sort of how they approach everything. It's like concussions is a life injury. You know, that's not an ACL. That's not a sports injury. That's, you get a concussion, that affects your life in the here and the now and the after. And they're like, and I, these guys plow through the concussion thing. So I, you know, I thought they would plow through the COVID thing. I mean, so maybe I am wrong about that. Maybe they do treat it differently, like you're saying, Murray. But I, you know, I just think they're so tough and they feel they're so impervious, or it just, I don't know. To me, to leave that kind of money on the table for something that, I mean, I don't know. Let me ask you, Maz, would you rather get COVID or a bad concussion?
Ooh.
Bad concussion for me, 100%.
I think I go COVID there.
I think I go COVID.
I think I go COVID.
A bad concussion is a 50-year-old me problem. I'll deal with that then. I'll roll the dice for now.
I am 50.
But if you put yourself in the shoes of a 30-year-old professional athlete, you deal with that 20 years down the road, because I'm not really going to feel the repercussions of it more than like 72 hours if I get it right now. COVID? I mean, look around. It's killing people in their 20s, 30s, if they have like an underlying health issue, like Marcus Cannon. Like, that guy more than anybody else who had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma 10 years ago. I can completely understand why a guy like that is like, you know what, I'm good. I'll sit this one out.
So, Mike, I do put Cannon separately, because, again, he even under the NFL guidelines, and, again, I didn't delve into those that deeply, but he qualifies as high risk. So he gets $350,000, right? I mean, for sitting out, he'll get the $350,000 versus the $150,000. And, again, that's a guy who had a serious, you know, life issue earlier in his life when he was in college. So, like him, I kind of put separately. The other two guys, I was stunned with those two.
Sure, and I'm not blaming them. But, you know, I'm not passing judgment like that. I'm just saying I thought they would treat COVID like concussions.
Yeah, wired like, differently.
You know, they're just wired differently. And, yeah, okay, I get COVID, I catch a cold. Yeah, I get a concussion, I get a headache. I got to play. I'm making my money. It's just how they're wired. And I'm surprised these guys aren't, because the vast, vast majority are. I mean, the 95% of players are treating it like that. They are treating it like that. So why did the Patriots have so many? So the first thing, my first gut reaction, I'm just surprised. It also has me rethinking my Patriots prediction and what I feel this team could be. I haven't officially, I have not gone in for the take annulment, and I have not gone in for that full take reversal, but it is under consideration. It's back in the lab. I got to think this thing through. I had them winning the division, whether it was Stidham, Hoyer, or Cam Newton, and that's right. I thought they were winning the division with Brian Hoyer as their quarterback because of coaching and what tied into sort of a veteran, especially defensive unit where they think alike. You know, they just win games on guile and smarts and coaching and veteran leadership on the defensive side. And as that gets chipped away, I've sort of lost that piece to it. I mean, I still think Bill's a great coach, but if Bill tells Dante Howard, Hightower to do something, I know he's going to do it. If he tells, I forget their names, Anthony Jennings or Uche, like these guys out of Michigan, these young kids, if he tells Chase Winovich or one of these younger guys to go do something, I don't even know that he's going to go do it.
Well, right, even Juwan Bentley, right? I mean, you know, he wasn't great last year, and who knows if he'll ever be the same player again. I mean, all of them, there's no way to know.
So, you know, I put Chung in that category, Hightower absolutely in that category. If they lose one of their big key defensive guy, it's like the coaching takes a hit because you got to have a certain amount of smarts to execute what Bill's trying to tell you. And I'm rethinking what the Patriots are going to be. This shakes my confidence and my foundation in the team, especially at the linebacker group, Maz. I mean, because I lived through the last big linebacker transition. I mean, we all did, but I was, you know, covering the team when,
sure,
in 2005. Ted Johnson retires, Roman Pfeiffer retires or moves elsewhere, Teddy Bruschi suffers a stroke, and they sort of had to reset that whole position, and Bill flailed around. Bill had a hard time. I don't know if you remember the Monty Beisel era.
Chad Brown. Yeah, Chad, I remember. Brown. Hell yeah, I remember it.
When their linebackers fell apart, the defense fell apart. And I, you know, and if you just sort of look at it historically, it didn't start coming back till they got Mayo in there, and then they got Collins in there, and then they got Hightower in there, and then Ninkovich came on, and then Van Noy came on. And if you just look at the arc of this defense, it sort of well, you know, when they were cranking along with Brewski, Johnson, Pfeiffer, Vrabel, McGinnis, you know, Colvin, that was a great group. And then they lost him, and they sort of hit this lull. They couldn't find it. Then they got Mayo, Hightower, Collins. It started. And it, I just feel like, boy, that 05 linebacker grouping killed them.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of worried about it with this group. So that's another thing. I'm surprised. It's got me rethinking my Patriots prediction. I think a fascinating part of the story is, well, why are so many guys opting out on this team? Why this team more than any other? What, they have seven and no one else has more than three? Is that right?
I think that's right. Yeah. As of yesterday, it was 6-2, right? They had six. No one else had more than two. I don't know what the changes have been in the last day.
So I don't know why I thought seven, but either way, so they have six. No one else has more than two. Did you reach any conclusions or any speculative conclusions yesterday on why that is, Maz?
Well, so no, to me, the big one, look, I think there were a lot of reasons for it. I would say the big one is, though, that they have accomplished, old, well-earning players, right? So when I say that, I mean, these guys have made their money. They've won their rings. They're smart. So they look at it and say, what's the risk reward here? And at this stage, you know, and one of the things that Tom Curran said that struck me is he said, yeah, you know, these guys are looking at it. And he cited all those reasons. And he said, yeah, if we're going to go 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, is it really worth it? 7-9? Is that how the players look at it? Like, do the players look at it and say, Brady's gone, we're going 7-9? You know, Collins is gone, Van Noy's gone. Do they look at it and say, yeah, we're mediocre at best, I'm out of here, I'm going to check out? Like, to me, I add them all up. I think they have, you know, I think they think the run is over. How about that?
So, they might, which I want to put to the side, because that still doesn't explain the decision to me to step away. I mean, again, all the other teams only have two guys, at most, stepping away. And 90% of the league has no chance. So that doesn't, you know, if all players were operating under that same premise, Maz, we don't really have a chance, I'm going to take the year off, then you'd have, you know, hundreds of guys across the league stepping away.
Yeah, but they don't have those other variables, too.
Well, they haven't won in the past. So this, I think, is a delineation point. Because I've heard people say, well, these guys are stepping away because they don't think they have a chance to win now. And I don't think that's it. Because, again, if that's the case, you'd have hundreds of guys walking away across the league because there's very few teams that have a legitimate chance. So what I think gets players on a team or to play or not play is money and playing time and not necessarily the best chance to win a championship. I think that's very rarely in a player's calculus whether he keeps playing or not. Very rarely. Money, playing time, money, playing time, money, playing time. And these guys who have opted out for the Patriots were going to get money, playing time. But if they did factor in Maz, the fact that they don't think they're going to win this year, this to me then is a massive indictment on Cam Newton and Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's people who say that if Brady were still here, then Hightower would have stayed and these guys would have stayed because they would have felt they would have had another chance. Just, you know, you want another ride down the tracks with Tom Brady. Well, if that means they would have stayed for Tom Brady, then you have to say, well, they're not staying for Bill Belichick, especially those defensive guys. Like, those defensive guys aren't sitting there saying, I got a chance to play in a Bill Belichick defense on a team that is still the favorite to win the division. And that's not enough to get me to stay, but I would have stayed for Brady. Ooh, that's an indictment on Bill. That feels like Bill's lost some juice there in terms of, I mean, players used to want to come play for him. Like, I mean, I always thought he was a draw. I don't know. That's how it was presented. I sort of bought it. You know, there's a reason why a lot of guys came here to play for Bill, to be coached by Bill. Now I got these defensive guys walking away. They don't want to be coached by Bill. Or I also look at Cam Newton. Say, wait, you're getting a former MVP. I mean, the way this guy is carrying on, meaning Cam Newton, the way a lot of you all carried on and the media carried on, you know, it felt like here comes a Superman and you're going to run it right back. Well, if that's the case, Dante Hightower doesn't agree. Cam Newton wasn't enough to get Dante Hightower, Pat Chung, and these guys to stay. Did he? Was he? So maybe maybe Newton's just hype. Maybe Newton's just hype, and the players look at it like, I don't know, maybe the players actually look at the numbers and the facts and realize that Newton's a talented guy, a lot of upside, but just what is he? And the thing with Bill, they don't want to stay for Bill. These guys don't want to stay for Bill for $8, $9 million and go win a division and go to the playoffs with Bill Belichick coaching your defense.
And those guys are Bill guys, the guys you're talking about, Hightower and Chung, big Belichick guys.
I mean, that's not enough. That's not enough to get him to stay. So, like, that's sort of indictment on Bill's juice. You know, is Bill losing juice? That's one of my questions. So I got a bunch of takeaways. There's like four or five of them. Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy. 617-779-0985. To you right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Metal. Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
I wonder how much guys who may not have been on the fence prior may go closer to the fence now when they look at the roster and say, okay, we just lost our best linebacker. That's a little messed up. We have no replacement at right tackle for Marcus Cannon necessarily. Chung's great. If Devin goes, our secondary is completely hosed. Jason as well. And then started to say, well, what am I showing up for with a rebuilding season? And a new offensive line coach and a new quarterback and no offseason, should I do it? And I really wonder if this is going to create kind of a landslide.
So that's ominous. Curran's saying he wonders if this is going to create a landslide. Nothing new today, right?
Not that I've seen, not yet.
So can we infer that the landslide's not coming? It's over?
Oh, I wouldn't infer that yet.
Why? I mean, why did it just all happen at once?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you on that one, but you can opt out at any time, right? I know there's a deadline. I think there's a time by which
Monday's the deadline.
Yeah, there's a time by which you have to do it, but I wouldn't make that judgment yet. Because I think guys at the last minute could go one way or the other, and the obvious one to me that I'm worried about is McCourty. That's the one I'm worried about more than any other. They lose him. Like, is he going to lose all that leadership and seniority and experience on defense? And especially when they have been out there, you know, questioning some of the safety protocols. And now my guess is they're a package deal. And at right now, it feels like they're going to stay. And I'm just going on gut. But I would not be shocked if they bail. And if they bail, uh-oh.
Big time.
Oh, look out below.
Big time. Big time. And, well, I mean, I'm just, you know, since Bill Belichick is this all master planned to begin with, I just thought it would all happen at once since he has orchestrated the entire thing, right? We'll get to that nonsense. We'll get to that nonsense coming up. But let's go to the phones. Here's Sheila in Hyde Park on concussion versus COVID. Only on Felger and Maz would you get such a question. Go ahead, Sheila.
Okay, my question is, how can you compare a concussion to COVID? With a concussion, okay, it's not contagious. If I'm at home with six children and I come home with COVID, I have to quarantine myself. So I don't know how that's a comparison.
Yeah, it's not a comparison, only in that these guys put their health on the line every single day. So, look, I'm not comparing the two. This is not what I'm The point is they put their health on the line every single day. And things that can hurt them short term, long term, and it's just sort of how they're wired, and it's something that they accept in their job. And so when someone has a chance to make real money and they step away because of, you know, I'm surprised when the guys step away because of concussions. And I'm not judging them. They're smart. And good for them. But most football players are not wired that way. And I think you're seeing it here, even with these opt-outs. There's been a smattering of opt-outs. I mean, what percentage of players have opted out? 5%, 2%, 1%?
Oh, it's absurdly low, Mike. I mean, as of yesterday, I haven't looked up the latest numbers, but as of yesterday, it was like 26 guys or something. It wasn't that many.
26 guys in a league of thousands.
Correct.
So what do we? So those guys are the outliers. That's why I'm surprised, because 99% of football players just say screw it and they line up anyway. That's just how they're wired. That's what they do. And so when a guy acts out of that, that's surprising. It's not surprising to you. It's not surprising to, when you look at just regular people in the regular workforce, when it comes to NFL players, they're outliers. And for six of them to be on one team, so this is what I mean. So this is perhaps what I'm driving at. There's something beyond just the COVID. You know, why do you get six here and two everywhere else? Why are we triple what the rest of the league is? You know, the COVID's the same everywhere. I mean, it's better here that's not what I mean. I mean, the disease is the disease. This is actually a better place to be than the vast majority of other places. Why do we have six and everyone else have two? Has someone lost their juice? Has Bill lost his juice? Do the players look at Cam Newton and say, well, that's, you know, if a player was saying, well, we're not going anywhere, Cam Newton doesn't change that equation? Boy. Listen to the coverage from ESPN and the folks that cover the team. That's knocked me over with a feather because I just thought we signed Superman. I just thought we signed the MVP. I guess not enough to get these guys to stay. So we're triple the rest of the league. Why? Chris and Rainham, you tell me why.
You just don't get it, Felger. For a man who's been in this town for 20 years, you have downplayed Tom Brady leaving it every step of the way. And the reason that these guys left is because they don't have a chance at the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick just let Tom Brady lead. He didn't put any effort into putting him there. Patriots fans and Patriots players are accustomed to win the Super Bowl. You say, well, every other team would quit then, too, because their teams don't have a chance. No. The only goal and the only reason these leaders, like Hightower, play is to win the Super Bowl. If you don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl, you're not going to play. Look down at Tampa Bay. Do you know
Chris,
Tampa Bay's already been practicing for 2 days?
Chris, yes. Answer me something. You're a longtime Patriot fan. You know this. When Willie McGinnis left the Patriots, what did he do?
He went to the Browns and Sox.
The Cleveland Browns. Oh, do you know why, Chris? Do you know why? Did he go there to win a Super Bowl? Or did he win there because he's a football player and that's how he wired and he wanted to keep playing football and make money? And that is the vast majority of guys.
Okay, so it's the vast majority of guys, but the people who left, the Hightower goes into the season every year with the expectation to win the Super Bowl, to compete. Look down in Tampa Bay, Mike. They have no one who's left due to COVID. They're practicing right now. Tom Brady is out there practicing on team-sanctioned activities. They're already at camp. The Patriots have pushed back camp to next week. Why haven't the Patriots started? Why is Tampa Bay out there? Because there's excitement. There's juice in the building.
Of course.
They know they have a legitimate chance at winning the Super Bowl. How do you not get what Tom Brady has meant to this team? This area.
I get it, and I get why Tampa Bay players would be. I do. I totally get it. What I don't get is why I have to have Cam Newton shoved down my throat about this great MVP coming to town, and no one feels the same excitement here. How you have the greatest coach of all time. You have the greatest coach of all time, and a player, again, I'm sorry. If I am to believe him, how he feels about himself and how he's covered by ESPN and the rest, well, you've got a great, great coach combination. Never mind an existing good defense in a still shaky division. And that's not enough to get guys to stay? They think it's hopeless? Does Dante Hightower think it's hopeless? Is that what you think's going on, Maz? He thinks it's hopeless here?
No, but all the variables aren't the same. And Chris is oblivious to this. He wants to put it all on Brady because he's a Brady honk and he's kissed Brady's ass for the last 20 years. So, look, and I'm not telling you Brady's a zero factor, but I think, if we're going to compare the Patriots and Tampa, and we're going to compare the coach and the quarterback to what it's been in the past. These guys have won. They've made money. I don't think there's the same incentive to win here that there is for Dante Hightower now and for Cannon and for Chung. I don't think there's the same incentive. Those guys have won 9 Super Bowls, 3 apiece.
It's just not about winning. And I know that sounds so crass, but it's just, it's so, so rare. It's so rare for a football player to walk away because he can't think he can win.
Okay, but Mike, the point being, some guys do hang on when they haven't won. Okay, it's about hanging on. It's not just, if a guy's in his prime, he's going to keep playing. I think a lot of guys want to keep playing. But these guys have also made money.
So look, I think the whole narrative that Chris might be right. I just don't want to believe it. And I can't believe it. That Bill has no juice. That if Brady were here, he'd get all the guys to come back because they'd want to be on a team with Tom Brady. But these guys don't want to be on a team with Bill Belichick? Chris might be right. That's why I asked it in the first segment. You know, so maybe I've lost this. And, I mean, I wouldn't agree with it. I say, you still think you have the best coach in the league? And that's not enough to get you to stay, but you'd stay for Brady?
Yeah, maybe
on the other side of the ball?
They're sick of his crap and how he carries himself.
I mean, I think for players, Brady's got the bigger juice. Brady's more juice. If you're a player, you want to play with Brady. You say, I just, I'm not telling you they're right. I'm just telling you that's how they think. The reality is the players look at it and go, Brady's there, I'm going.
But Murray might be right. I don't want to believe it. I'll argue against it. But maybe that's just the score. Maybe just that's the score. Maybe they just don't really like playing for Bill. But they stuck around because Brady was here, and that's what was going on. And it was this great run, and they believe it was because of Brady. And now that he's gone and Gronk, you know, chases him, and what am I sticking around for? To get my ass kicked in by this guy? So maybe that's what it is. But don't tell me they don't have a chance to win. That's silly. That's silly. Especially, you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me how brilliant this Cam Newton move is and then tell me, well, they don't really have a chance to win. You can understand why they'd walk away. What? No. One or the other. One or the other. And the way Cam Newton was carried, the way he carries himself, it's like you just replace Brady. You're going to reload and go right back at it, right? Step on necks. You know what Pat Chung and Dante Hightower and those guys say? Meh. Not really. So we'll continue with this conversation. Murray has an update for you here. There is breaking news in baseball. It's once again not good. Here's the latest. I have a quick Bruins minute for you, as well as Felger's reentry Thursday continues.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger, Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First of all, I was never sick, so I don't think I've done anything wrong. You know, obviously, it's a tough, tough bounce there, and unfortunately, happened what happened, and I had to miss some times. You know, obviously, the protocol is to stay in quarantine, so unfortunately, I had to be locked down at home for a while. You know, there's nothing I can control. I take full responsibility for my actions, and I'm sorry, but how I said, I'm finally back, and I feel good out there, and Can't wait to be back with the boys.
Okay, this is Pasternak from the other day. Again, I've been off the last couple days, so it's a little bit of a reentry for me. And I just wanted to give you a quick Bruins minute because they return tonight. They return, the Bruins, on 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's going to be on Nesson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, so it's just an exhibition, but you get to see the new bubble rinks and how they've dressed them up, and you get to see the Bruins back out on the ice. And Pasternak's supposed to play, right?
Yes.
Okay, so all good, all fine. This episode hopefully is over. Okay, and I think he's full of crap, you know.
He's so full of crap. It's unbelievable. Go.
I mean, you, even just that thing, you know, I didn't get sick, so I don't think I did anything wrong. And, buddy, I take full responsibility. Like, it doesn't make sense, but there's a language thing. He's a kid. Like, whatever. Like, you know, it wasn't just the Malden ice skating. It wasn't that. What about the Charlestown ball hockey? What about the other things we've heard off the ice? Like, come on. Come on. Cut the crap, all right? Or don't. Give me a bunch of crap. Do whatever you want. Just don't suck again in the playoffs. All right? Here's where it's going to matter. Here's where it's going to matter. If you turtle again like you did last year, if you disappear in the postseason or turtle when you get to the finals because a team's playing you tough like you did last year, Pasternak, we are going to go back to this. We are going to go back to the ball hockey and the Malden hockey and the chasing tail and whatever you're doing. We're going to go back to all of it. And it'll be on your resume, and you're going to start to get that reputation of a guy that doesn't quite get it. So it's all well and good. It's all water under the bridge if you produce now. Okay, but if you don't, I'm going back to it. And I would like to think fans would go back to it, too, that they'd hold them, that those big, bad Bruins fans, those tough Bruins fans, would hold them to the same standards that we hold some other guys who are just not sure of when it comes to makeup. Because I'm sorry, Maz, he's one of those guys.
Oh, look, I mean, I was half-joking about this yesterday that I think they should have someone with him. I think he needs to be babysat, but he's in Toronto. I'd be careful with where he's going, what he's doing, because who knows what the hell, you know. And look, I don't think the guy is like, you know, I don't think he's a troublemaker, anything like that. But I think he wants to have fun. I think he's a big teenager, and he's going to have to be put on a leash.
Okay, so as I get started, you know, and we assess the Bruins and who's got the most pressure on them, I think, you know, Tuukka Rask is obvious, the number one. That boy needs a Stanley Cup. That boy needs a Stanley Cup worse than any other athlete in town. And maybe more than any other athlete in town in a while. Tuukka Rask needs a Stanley Cup to just solidify who he was and what he means to this team. And, you know, everyone who thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, that's the final exam. He needs one. So, like, that's obvious. But after that, to me, Pasternak and Marchand. And Pasternak again, after last year's episode, when he hurt his hand away from the rink, and then this year, and now Marchand, who played like a donkey at times last year when they needed him the most. Jumping off the ice, those bad line changes. Do I need to remind people what happened in Game 7 at the end of the first period with that line change? And that wasn't the first time that he did that either. Okay? So, especially because I think Marchand, I don't know, there's just something about him that rubs me the wrong way off the ice. I think he's another one of these millennials, these Twitter-obsessed millennials. A little bitch on Twitter. Like everybody. I don't mean to single him out. I think you're all on Twitter a bunch of bitches. And he falls right into it, man. And, you know, here's this last thing. Do you hear this thing with Tuukka Rask?
Of course.
Where the Bruins are doing this Black Lives Matter thing like they all are, and they're going to make a statement during the anthem, and, you know, they put out a statement about the supporting Black Lives Matter and all of that. And then Tuukka Rask did an interview on Zoom where he was wearing a Boston police hat. And I guess Matt Porter at the Globe just said, then there's this. Like, he just put a picture of it up there saying, then there's this. Meaning, like, here's the Bruins statement, then there's this. And, of course, Marchand, F you, Porter, you're the problem. And then he has to take it down, and it's like, oh, my God, Marchand. Just, how about this? Don't lick people's faces. Don't try and injure people on the ice. And when your opponent's headed back down the ice in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, stay on the freaking ice and don't give up a goal and produce. He won as a rookie, but since then, I feel Marchand has done more to hurt him in these big games than help him. And he's a great player and he's a huge part of the team. But when it's come to nut cutting time, I mean, I think he took a big donut against the Blackhawks in that 13 final. I think he was zeros across the board, if I'm not mistaken. And other than power play stuff like the whole team last year, I'm not sure what he did other than jump off the ice at the wrong time. He also did it, I think, in game two here in Boston. And meanwhile, he's blowing people. Get off the internet, dude. Get off the internet.
He was being a good teammate there to me, I think.
Well, and get off the internet. Get off the internet. And by the way, like the whole thing, it bugs the crap out of me. Like Tuukka Rask should be able to wear a hat from a police department. You know, but why are we engaging in this? Why are we even bothering with this? You know, well, like, I mean, you want to go down the road, Murray. Like, it's completely asinine. But these are the times we live in, and it's all because of Twitter.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can't at the same time support the police and believe Black Lives Matter.
That's correct.
You can't believe both.
That's 2024.
It's either one or the other. And,
right.
And you know what that is, Murray? It's the internet. It's the internet. And the way the internet works and the way the people are targeted, and it's because of Twitter and the internet. So if we want to get back to a place here on planet Earth where it's okay to believe that Black Lives Matter and to also support the police, you should all get off Twitter because it ain't happening otherwise. Okay? Twitter's the problem. And maybe one day you'll realize that, Murray. But either way, why are we even doing this? Why are we even doing this?
Well, you're asking.
Why is Marchand?
You're asking for too much common sense, Mike, and that's out the window. So this is the world we now live in. People are going to talk crap. There's going to be crap slung back, and that's just the way it is.
Maybe he was looking for an excuse to hate on Porter. Like, it's really that.
So that's exactly
it feels
too.
Like
it's like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, Marchand. Stay on the ice. Don't run off the ice when your opponent is on a rush in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Produce. And, you know, why don't we just stick with that versus sticking your schnoz in there? Like, my God. And maybe, you know, like, I think he's got a hard on for us, Maz. I don't think he's a big, you know, Felger fan, Felger and Maz fan.
Can't say I blame him.
What? No, I mean, who could? But, like, why are you even bothering with us? Why are you even bothering with Matt Porter? I thought Matt Porter to do that was kind of douchey. But you know what? If you just let it go, if you just ignore it, if you see the piece of dog crap on the sidewalk and step over it, then that's it. It's over. You don't even think about it. So if you just step over the dog crap, and no one brings it up, and it's nothing. But you created a little thing, a little brush fire, for when all you had to do was step over the dog crap.
See, you know, I think you should Matt pick Porter's, up the dog crap so someone else doesn't step in it. That's what I think.
Well, no, but what he does is he picked it up and then threw it back.
And this is
he
where
he picked up the dog crap and then threw it back.
This is where I actually envy your robotic nature, Mike, because you just don't have pettiness in you. See, I do.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah, I mean, case in point, the Tom Karen thing. Like, could I have let that go? Would a better man have let that go? Of course, I can't. You know, you're going to talk crap. I'm going to talk crap back. And
oh,
let's
no,
get
no.
it on.
You know, media guys are different. But, like, when you're a pro athlete going into the Stanley Cup playoffs and it's like, you know, come on, man, just go to practice. Get off the effing internet. But the kid, you know, Marchand can't help himself. There's only one time I liked Twitter, Murray, and it involves Marchand. This was a couple years ago when I think it was Hurley, another internet Twitter bitch, who it wasn't a couple years ago where he pulled up this clip of us ragging on Julian Edelman, like Mr. August, and he'll never make it, and something like this. You know, like 8 years later, I think I thought that was him that put it out.
Yeah, it probably was.
You know, either he put it out there or he blasted it, right? And so, again, 8 years later, he's going back and digging up a clip of Fat Face Felger from whatever 2010, saying he's Mr. August and he's no Wes Welker, whatever. And you know, you say, oh, that take didn't age well. And, you know, of course, who's the first one in there? Who's the first one in there but freaking Marchand? Marchand then, I think, tweeted something like, when is someone going to put a muzzle on this guy? And this is the only time I ever liked Twitter, because immediately came about 20 pictures of McBone ball gagging me in the back room there at the sports hub with me with the muzzle in my mouth. And it's all like, too late, Marchand. But either way, it's like, win one. I'd like to see Marchand win another one. I know he's won, and he was huge in that rookie year, but we're sort of like, I'm now getting to the point where I'd like to see him do it again, just to sort of back up his bull crap. And then, you know, when you're a Stanley Cup champion, you can do whatever you want and act however you want. But when you run off the ice with your opponent on an odd man rush in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, I don't want to hear you plying beat writers on Twitter for nonsense, for stepping in dog crap when you could just walk over it. Worry about the game.
I missed that thing about the muzzle. Do you think he knows that the muzzle doesn't stop you from talking? It only prevents you, it only prevents you from biting people.
Oh, or maybe licking. God. All of you, get. Just put it down for a day. Put it down. So that got me on a tangent there. I'm sorry. Long commercial-free segment is next. Back to your phones on everything.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger, Mass.
Okay, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger, Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, all positive things, obviously. You know, all the guys that have been working out with him, see his intensity level at even those type of workouts and only know they're going to intensify when we get out there for real. So yeah, it's been great. It's you would have hoped we'd have had spring practice so all of them could get over the awe, especially the young players of Tom Brady walking into the locker room and Gronk. We'll get through that, I think, in a week. Then maybe each guy have enough balls to go talk to him.
So that's Bruce Arians on the Tom Brady effect so far in Tampa, saying he wishes they would have had some spring practices, not to get further up to speed on the offense or get further along. And I'm sure he wants those things too, but he's saying he wishes they had spring practices so they could have gotten over the awe factor quicker, but that will come. Hopefully at some point these guys will have the balls to come up and talk to him. So meanwhile, here in New England, players are fleeing. You know, they're jumping ship because they don't, whatever, believe in Belichick or don't want to play for him or don't really believe Cam Newton is going to lead them to the Super Bowl or whatever. And meanwhile, in Tampa, have they had any opt-outs, by the way?
No.
And they're so horned up to go to practice and be out there with Tom Brady that they're afraid to even talk to the guy. So I'm not disputing, you know, Murray, you or Chris and Raynham say that it's all a Brady factor. That may be the case. I just think that's sad. I think that's a sad commentary on, well, or maybe it just says that Bill doesn't have the juice that I thought he did.
So I think with players, to me, again, I think it's always been more about Brady. I just think players relate to players. And, you know, you want to go play with that guy. You want to play with that guy. And they got a great coach. And so that's, now again, whether that's right or wrong, I think that's the way players think. So most of them, there are those select few that look at it and go, that guy's going to make me a better player. I want to go play for him and go play for Belichick. But I think Brady was a big draw for guys. I do. I think that was a big one.
Okay, back to your phones on everything we've hit on so far. Nick and Needham on the Pats. Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. A quick question about Hightower's decision. I get that he's on the wrong side of 30. He's got his rings. He's made his money. You know, he's passing up on $8 or $9 million. You know, is this effectively a retirement? Is Bill losing influence? Is it because Tom left? Now, I get that line of speculation. Is it those things? Or would you say that it's possible or even likely that Dante, Bill, in the front office mutually agreed for him to return next year? He'll be fresh. And you also consider that Bill really likes his veteran linebackers. Junior Seau is a great example. He was in his mid-30s.
Nick,
you know,
he likes veteran linebackers. He would have loved Junior Seau as a veteran linebacker, but who could still play. The fact that, you know, I know that if you want a conspiracy theory, if you want, and thanks, I froze up here, Jimmy, let him go. I do think there's a slight chance that they were going to release him anyway. Slight. Although, ultimately, I'll tell you why I don't believe that. But I know this has happened in the past where Bill has gone to a guy, a veteran guy that he likes and respects. Might even happen with Bruschi. This might even be on the record. If not, I thought I had heard this, but, you know. Be that as it may.
Go with it.
A guy like that who, you know, you can come back and keep playing or try to, but you're probably not going to make the roster, and I don't want to cut you. I don't want to cut you. I don't want you to have to be fired. I don't want you to have to be fired. So if you retired, you know, now might be the time. Something like that where a guy's gently nudged out. Like, I think that happens here everywhere. You know, I don't want to cut you. I don't want to fire you, but you're probably not going to make this team. So, you know, factor that into your decision. So could he have done that to Hightower? Could he have said to Hightower, look, I'm not going to pay you $9 million this year, and so you can be released. I don't know if you want me to do that, or you can sort of save some face and take the year off. Now, that's possible. I give that like a 2% possibility. I don't think it's real, because if Dont'a Hightower wanted to keep playing, all he would say is, yeah, go ahead, release me. I'll go make a couple million bucks somewhere else. He won't make eight. He won't make nine. He won't do that. But he could get a job and make a couple million bucks somewhere else, and he's not doing it. So, no, I think it's on the face of it. He wanted to stop playing.
So, Mike, one of the things I asked yesterday, I want to know more about the timeline, and I don't know that we're ever going to. And my point being, when did the conversations between Belichick and these players start? You know, what did it factor into? And look, Murray was busting my balls yesterday. I don't think this goes all the way back to the draft.
You were kind of hinting at it.
No, I think the bigger, but I do wonder about Newton. I look at Newton and I say, did they bring in Cam Newton in part because they were trying to entice guys to come back? And was there already discussion going on between Hightower and Bill back then, or Chung and Bill back? Hell, Chung, they had to give an extension to bring him back. Well, they had to redo his contract, for crying out loud.
So, look, it doesn't go back to April. If they knew Chung was gone, they would not, they gave him $3 million to sign Maz.
Right.
They're not giving a guy $3 million. I mean, you know, as much as they like the guy and want to support their players, they're not going to give you $3 million if they know you're sitting out. That's not how they do business. Chung got $3 million up front, I think. You know, maybe the payments were coming later. I mean, you see, because you never know with the Patriots. They always, you know, sort of slip something in there. But his contract reads $3 million guaranteed, $3 million signing bonus. So, and that was April 12th, I think he signed it. So they're not giving you $3 million in April to have you say, no, I'm sitting out a couple months later. That wasn't part of the master plan. Then, you know, again, different time in April. But, you know, Maz, and we'll get to the master plan thing, you know, how everyone always describes it to a master plan. I mean, you're sort of given that life. You're sort of saying there was cohesion here, or you know, there was collusion here, that they were working together on this.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's not what I'm saying at all. No, 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 no. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just wondering if Bill got wind of the fact that some of these guys might not want to play, and then all of a sudden said, I got to try to find a way to keep them. I don't think it was a cooperation. I never said that.
No, he's just thinking it. He's facilitating.
No. I never said that.
I mean,
I said it wrong. Don't put words in my mouth, Murray. I never said that. No, my point was that he started to get wind that some of these guys were on the edge.
Yeah,
and he said, you know, why would I come back? I don't think I'm going to play. Well, you know, I better make the team better. Then I go out and get Cam Newton to try to convince them. Like, not that they were working in cahoots. I never said that.
So why draft that safety, though, with that first pick that they
I
had?
Told you the draft was unlikely way home.
It feels like I missed a good show yesterday. So it's hard for some people to grasp. And maybe I'm in this category sometime because I'm a Bill guy. But sometimes he just makes the wrong call, or things go against them. Sometimes things don't go their way, and or he makes the wrong call. It's not always the master plan. And I don't think this was the master plan. I don't think this was the master plan one bit. You don't give Pat Chung $3 million up front if you think there's a chance he's going to walk away. You don't do that. And, you know, you don't build the team the way you've built it. just to let, you know, Dante Hightower or tell him to walk away. That doesn't make any sense to me. We're going to continue with your calls on these items right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.